Well, fellas, springtime's here, and that means Cardinals, Blues playoffs, and shrubs. Yes, I said shrubs because, well, we all have them.
Shrubs as wild as the Australian bush.
The only place I go for my shrubs is Tease Farm and Greenhouses. Locations in Maryland Heights, St. Charles, and North Hanley make them your one-stop shop for all gardening needs. Be like me and Tim's lawn crew and go to Tease Farm and Greenhouses for your yard needs.
Yeah, I mean, I went to St. Louis U High. I don't have to do manual labor.
Tell them CBS Sports Radio sent you in for great discounts on your purchase.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
I'm going to commentate this. Chaz and Trav are up slow dancing. Magical moment. Hands above the waist. Wish you guys were here.
Bodies quivering.
Lamb for dinner.
I got that one.
It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After, live in the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. If you want to jump in on the action, the appliance discount, our phone lines are open. We've still got to give away text of the day. That'll be a free roast beef sandwich from Lion's Choice. A lot of great texts coming in. Can't deny that. Just talked to Jim Palmer. He's a Hall of Famer. We got Jimmy the Cat Hayes joining shortly on the Appliance Discounters phone lines. And I believe it's the Tease Farms, 9 o'clock hour.
The shrub sponsor.
How do you feel? We haven't had anybody in the shrubs today that I'm aware of. They may be there. They just may be very camouflaged.
Yeah, during the Blues run, Cucky the Dwarf, he would come in and run up and down the street with a half shirt on.
I likened him to the new age of mixed martial arts. It's no longer wrestler versus boxer. He's a hybrid.
He is.
He can do it all. He's run shirtless in a thong around. He'll rally the Blues to victories and write in emails. Travis, your thoughts?
I agree. I think Cucky's was the reason why the Blues went as far as they did. Honestly, I think you should have a statue outside of Skytrade, if we're going to be honest.
Right next to Holy.
A cuck chew? Is that what you call it? I'd like to get something off my chest, guys.
Let it go.
Sick and tired of driving around and seeing all these yards that are lacking something.
What do they need?
Color and pizzazz.
Yeah. Ah.
Do you know who has color and pizzazz?
Travis.
Maybe.
That's good.
I like that. That's cute.
That was good because it works on several levels.
It's adorable.
Tease Farm.
Ah.
That's right. No fooling. And in fact, you can fill up a wagon of annuals. Do you have a wagon, Travis?
I used to. What
kind of wheels do they have?
Big wheels on rims.
Fill up a wagon of annuals and get 50% off everything you can fit in that said wagon. June 10th through the 14th. My birthday is the 12th. I would like a wagon of annuals from Tease Farm. You can check out Facebook, Twitter, and their website for more details. Hey, you guys like the appliance discounter phone lines, right?
Yeah. Yep.
They're available, and it's one Mr. Jimmy the Catfish Hayes.
Yay!
Jim Hayes, sir, how are you?
Well, I have this wagon full of annuals. I guess I'll bring them home with me so I can give them to you.
Well, Sunday, it'll be my 32nd name day, so I'll accept it then.
Well, happy birthday in advance.
I appreciate that, Kat. Kat, listeners are ecstatic that there's a Z-level team, and Chuck's babysitting us today. How's your trip going?
Well, when the red birds soar, then I'm happy. And there was a lot of soaring last night, though. I do miss the boys back in the studio, and I do miss Charlie. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Kat, how are you? Yeah, yesterday I think it was great that you had not only a spirit win, but also a real win you could count in the standings.
Yeah, the spirit wins are more important, especially when you get down to crunch time. You know that, Charlie.
Sure.
You know, once you get close to the playoffs and you got to make that push, that's when the metrics come into play. You know, baseball insiders understand that the spirit wins that you bank early will get you over that hump.
I'll tell you what, too, that Great American Small Park, as they call it. I know this Cardinals team can hit. They've been hitting home runs all season long, but some of the balls hit in that place. I mean, Brandon Moss's ball came relatively close to leaving that place, and I don't think I've ever seen that there to right field. I mean, guys were just crushing the baseball.
I never saw one hit that hard. They said it was 426.
No way.
Yeah, no way. I thought that was like 450, 460 range. And then, of course, in the post-game interview, Moss said he doesn't know, he doesn't care. And that was right before the bullpen interrupted, which they do every time there's a, there's a live interview going on.
He liked that one, didn't he? That was good. Kat, are you out there? Are you enjoying the Skyline Chili? That's what I'm always interested in hearing about. It always makes the broadcast. Did you partake yourself?
No. No, I hate Skyline Chili. It's horrible. And I like chili. I'm a guy who is a fan of chili. And it's no disrespect
You're pro
to Cincinnati,
chili.
Though. What's that?
You're pro chili.
I'm pro chili. But that's not chili. That's some kind of watered down. It's really not good. And every time, if there's nothing else to eat and you're like, I'm going to give it another try, 10, 15 minutes after you have it, your stomach starts rumbling and you're like, ah, I made a bad choice. And I've done in the past where we get some Skyline chili for the pregame and then we have the younger players test it out. And usually they say it's horrible, but they don't want to be too mean because they're playing in Cincinnati. But if that's what they're hanging their hat on in Cincinnati, then they got trouble because that's not great. But I do think there are certain things in St. Louis, certain, you know, like the – I'm not a fan of the flat pizza. But, in, you know, whoa, in St. Louis, whoa, you grow whoa. Up with it. Well, hold on. Hear me out. In St. Louis, you grow up with it, so it's almost like you're desensitized. So everyone likes that flat pizza as opposed to the way pizza should be eaten, which is you know, East Coast style where you fold it and there's a channel of grease and you pour out the grease and then you enjoy.
We get it. You're from New York. You know pizza.
I know pizza and I know wings. And by the way, I'm on regional cable and I'm fabulously wealthy. What else, fellas?
How much credit are you taking for Matt Adams' success right now, honestly?
Well, I mean, as it went along early, because it is true, what, 18 games ago, he used that as his walk-up music.
Yeah.
And since then, he's hitting like 460. He's hitting every game since. And he's got, it's like 20 RBIs in 18 games. Like, he's on a real surge. And early on, you don't want to take credit because if it goes south, then you set yourself up as a target for blame.
Of course.
For doing that. But I figure now I might as well grab all the credit because you can't get a great chunk of games like that. So my work is already done. So even if it goes south, he can't blame me. I'm like, I raised your average to 330, bro. So now I'm taking all the credit, and I'm kind of forcing him into giving it to me. I did a interview with him on the pregame show where that's all we talked about, how great it was that I helped him. Now, that's pregame. I don't want to talk about that too much in the game, but I did an inning because Al's on the men from a surgical procedure. And Danny Mac is one of the biggest wise guys on earth. He's wonderful, loves our show. And said pre-dotum last night. I know you guys did that. So the first thing he said, Matt Adams is hot,
Can't
and you're taking the credit. That's what he said.
I think it's fair, though. I mean, literally, it was pretty much a 180 in terms of his production from the second that song played. So maybe it was him kind of just, embracing the lightheartedness of the moment. But, I mean, hey, you can point to that. It's kind of like in 2011 when Colby Rasmus, he went up there, he played the song from Joshua. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, I think he struck out like 7 times out of the next 8 times, but that caused him to fall, and then they traded him. Next thing you know, the Cardinals win the World Series.
Travis, was that a shot because we weren't on the show that day? Or what's happening here? Is this a little inside? Is this what happens when you get the cat on the line?
What I'm saying is Cat got Matt Adams to play this song. Kind of in the same way that 5 years ago, the guys had Colby Rasmus play the Joshua song.
Joshua's a legend.
But Kat, didn't Colby Rasmus call up to the press box and tell him to stop
What happened. And we've only told this story 17 times, so it's still fresh. But Joshua asked if we could get this song played. So I asked Colby if we could use it as his walk-up song one time. And at the time, Colby was in a stretch where I think he was like 8-for-14 with 2 homers. But he still agreed one time. So they played it. It was great. And he struck out. And it was supposed to go one time. Next at bat, accidentally, they play it again. Mm. And he strikes out. And I call the room where they have all, you know, the scoreboard room. And I said, can you not play that song again? It was only supposed to go once. And they were like, we know. Colby just called. And then went on a terrible
during
streak.
The game.
But that wasn't for me. That was for Joshua. this Matt Adams hot streak is all about me giving back to Cardinal Nation.
Absolutely. And, Kat, not to bring up a negative, but I know you're a big starting pitching guy, and you've said time and time again for this team really to get rolling, it's got to be the starting pitching kind of carrying the load, which hasn't necessarily been the case this year. And let's be real, the Reds are not a very good team, so you're not going to be able to score, you know, 12 runs with 15 hits every night. Jaime yesterday, when do you watch a Jaime game, and then you look at the box score, and this guy gives up 13 hits? That's crazy for a guy like that that has – stuff that moves everywhere to have an outing like that.
It was came out. I mean, Jaime's been okay. It's not been great. But, like, in his last start, he went five innings, gave up a couple of runs early, didn't have command, and then kind of settled in. Could have gone longer, but I think that was the Zach Davies game where the Cards couldn't get anything generated, so they pinch hit for Jaime. But Jaime said after the game, I think it was five innings, he said he felt good that at least he was able to, you know, hold the fort, so to speak, and give his guys a chance to come back and try to win that game. But yesterday was a different animal. And, you know, Mike Matheny said, I wanted to see if I can get him the win. I wanted to keep him in there. But there were just rockets flying off his bat. So Mike said, I had to get him out of there. And after the game, we didn't get a ton of answers from Jaime, who just said, I didn't have command and, you know, barely answered questions. It's weird because with Jaime, you usually see ground balls. You see him working the bottom of the strike zone, and everything was up, and he was getting hit hard. Now, he had another start like that where he only lasted 2 1/3 or something like that, and then he made some adjustments, and he was better in his next start. So hopefully he can figure this thing out. I guess the good news is Wainwright goes today, and over his last four starts, he's got an ERA of 3, and that's after really a disastrous start. So it seems – they're not in sync with that starting rotation. When Leak was hot, other guys weren't. Now Wainwright seems to be getting it back together, and Leak had a bad outing in his last start, and Jaime's going in the wrong direction. But I agree. You see, the Cardinals have been at 3 over .500. This is their eighth time. In the 7 previous times, they couldn't break through to 4 over. They haven't been at 4 over all season. That's for whatever reason. So this is their eighth shot at getting to 4 over. And to me, part of that is, it's hard to put a winning streak together when you're not getting, you know, quality starts, even if you have a good offense. So they'll get a 2, 3, 4-game winning streak maybe. I think they had 1 4-game winning streak. And then they'll kind of revert because all of a sudden someone gave up 6 in the second. They got to straighten that out and put together, you know, a bunch of good starts. And then I think that they're very capable of rattling off, you know, 6, 7-game winning streak and closing the gap with Pittsburgh and maybe, you know, think about making a run at the Cubs.
Kat, do you think the Cardinals are scared of the pressure and expectations that come with being 4 over? And if that's the case,
don't you think that's a weird thing? Like,
yes, it is.
I looked it up the other night when they were 3 over. You know, taking 2 of 3 from San Francisco and facing a Reds team that isn't playing very good baseball. And I thought, well, this is the golden opportunity. And then they dropped that first game, and I was like, okay, they're 8 times now that they're 3 over and they can't break through. I'd like to see it tonight and hopefully get something going. It's fun to watch. You know, this ballpark here is very small and balls fly out, but it's kind of fun to watch. And you see a guy like Moss hit 2 homers and Adams with a home run. And how about Johnny? You know, when he comes back, I'm thinking it's going to be sort of a process to get him back to right where he wants to be. And he's hit the ground running. So there are a lot of positives.
It's Jimmy the Cat Hayes. There's a cat appreciation thread on the TMA fan page. Jim, your thoughts?
I'm not on the Facebook, but I know our listeners are a loyal bunch. And every city I go to, I meet some of our listeners. And I'm always constantly showered with people yelling "Free Dotem." It doesn't matter the city. That's what I hear.
It's exciting.
It's a movement. It's not about me. It's about Dotem. It's about redemption, gentlemen.
Yourself, Danny Mac, everybody's behind it that matters. I believe Matt Vasgersian even made an appearance on this show and gave his support as well. Jim, any words of wisdom as you continue the road trip? And I believe Chuck's bringing in his boy Andy Banker again tomorrow. Any words for the fans, sir?
Which fans? Fans of
this you.
Show?
Cat
or
fans.
Fans?
Cat fans, yeah.
I don't think there are any. Let's be honest. I'm the worst guy on the show. I'm the worst guy on the broadcast.
Stop it.
Let's just say...
you're Travis's favorite.
Not, how about this? Here's my words of it. Please don't complain to my bosses. I'm really trying. How's that?
wise words to end on. Mr. Hayes, that's the catfish. Jim Hayes joining us live on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Jim, have a blessed day and go Cards.
All right, I'm with you. And from what I hear, you guys are doing a great job. And it seems like Charlie didn't really want to do the full boat of work today. So thank you for carrying him.
That is accurate.
Thanks, Kat.
Thank you, sir.
See you, boys.
I think it's fun, though. It's different. It's different to kind of.
It's different. Why'd your voice go up there? It's a little different.
Because, like, you can be the point guy, mm-hmm. and then you can be kind of the opinion guy.
Ah! I hate Trump.
And have hot takes.
That is fun whenever you can do that. You know what else is fun? Finding great shrubs. Tease Farm.
See, that's what I'm talking about, because what he's doing, and he's doing a great job. I'm not trying to mess with it, but that's what you have to do. Like, in your head, you want to give a hot take on sports, but in the back of your head, you're like, okay, how do I get this mention in?
Hold locations on. In Maryland Heights, St. Charles, and North Hanley. Can I tell you about their greenhouses, Travis?
Go for it.
They have 20 greenhouses with over 100,000 square feet. That's a lot of growing space. Yes, you heard me right, Plowboy. You see him perking up back there? That woke him up. He had a rough night last night. 100,000 square feet of growing space where they nurture their seedlings for a vibrant future. Hear my voice when it's vibrant. Hi, Frank. How are you today?
Gross.
Hello.
Hello, Frank. How are you today?
We're going to have that battle off later.
Hi, Frank. How are you today?
It's nice to have a friend in the media again.
So good. Just to witness this right now. So powerful.
That's all I got.
I'm really happy about In-N-Out being so close. Nothing?
Oh, that's an interesting way to put it.
And Joe checking in with some Batgirl stuff. People going wild today.
It's Thursday, right?
It is. You're almost there. Thank what are we doing God. Tomorrow? Our show, we're going to do Frank's show tomorrow. We're having Brian Callen.
Brian Callen, the Fighter and the Kid.
Fighter and the Kid. He's been in Old School, The Hangover. So you can check that out tomorrow, Frank's show.
Then who else is joining it?
I'm still working to confirm the time, but you guys should have Darius Rucker. Ooh! On the press box.
Travis has been mistaken for him many a time.
Chuck, in full disclosure, I was, of course, trying for TMA, but the timing wasn't going to work out.
Ray King, Skyline Chili is the equivalent of what I make after eating real chili. Now, please give me text of the day. I need that beef. That's the text of the day. Ray King just shipped a Lion's Choice roast beef sandwich. Ask and ye shall receive.
I do think it was funny when you were bringing up Skyline Chili. And I'm from Ohio, but I'm from like 3 hours north of Cincinnati. So nothing about what I grew up with do I identify with Cincinnati at all.
Right.
Yeah. And I don't think I've ever had Kentucky. Well, no.
That part.
Yes,
not you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I don't think I've ever had Skyline Chili, but I can totally see how in Cincy they probably kind of embrace it as their thing. Right. Kind of like what Kat said with St. Louis with the pizza thing, where if you come from a different part of the country, you may not necessarily love those delicacies.
True.
If that's how you pronounce it, of that region.
That's how you, that's good. I think Travis, Chaz, I think Danny and Al really got a kick out of driving at home about doing the Skyline Chili thing every time they're in Cincy. Not that we do that here on this show, drive home a kind of a played out thing, but I enjoy it thoroughly. I was hoping Kat did great, too. He answered correctly.
He did run down our pizza. I didn't care for that.
That was rude.
I didn't care for that.
But it's also, it's his opinion, because he is a New York guy.
He doesn't get, East Coaster's not allowed to think here.
All I'm saying is this.
True.
And I'm not a hater. I never have been. And pizza is one of those things.
You don't use hater, do you? Like, seriously?
No, he's young enough.
To all the haters. Do you say that on your Facebook page?
Yeah, he's young. He can still do it. He can still do it. He's still within the A rank.
Okay, go ahead.
But like with pizza, in my opinion, there's no bad pizza.
I agree.
Even the worst pizza is still good.
Tough stance you're taking, Chuck.
But you still have the ones you like more than others. So all I'm going to say is the St. Louis style pizza is by no means my favorite.
Okay.
But if it's free, if it's sitting there, I'm going to eat it.
Okay. But
that's how Travis approaches dating.
I'm about to say, yeah, I feel like that's the same premise. But no, I think I would put Emo's up against anyone else.
See where I'm from.
John Hamm loves it.
Yeah. John Hamm does love it.
In Toledo, Ohio, we have nothing that's really distinct about anything. We have one hot dog place.
You.
Okay, me. But like people, they just like eating at chain restaurant type places.
So really?
If you said like, what's the type of pizza you eat, it would be a pan pizza you would get from like a Papa John's, a Marco's, or a Pizza Hut. That's the pizza that I like.
Oh.
You know who has pizza? Truman's Place. It's in Soulard.
So good.
It's home of the $7.95 lunch special, including the best family recipe. What kind of sandwich?
Tuna.
Tuna fish sandwich in town.
Wow.
Say free totem to get 10% off your bill. Doug?
That's serious?
Yeah. Doug recommends tuna sandwich. Yeah. Truman's in Soulard is the place to be for Cardinals baseball. Their covered patio is perfect for watching the game on their huge outdoor TVs. Plus, if you need a ride to the... Can I do it?
No, I want to do it. I've been wanting to do it.
Where, ride to the...
Need a ball to ballpark? Nope. I screwed that up, didn't I?
To the ballpark?
To the ballpark! Ah, there you go.
Take their free shuttle down to the game. Truman's in Soulard, your neighborhood bar, 1818 Sydney Street or trumansoulard.com. Gina that works there? Thumbs up.
Nice.
I'll just say that.
No, I...
That's polite.
We got to get that drop. We got to get that Doug drop for our show. God, that's so good. He's so good. I get it.
I think that would help us if we just kind of ripped off TMA stuff and did a recap show every night. I'm not even kidding.
We've been going strong for 9 months ripping off this show, so I'm going to keep to that formula, my friend.
That's all that matters. Everybody texting in, Wright City, Lemick. Is Travis jealous of Chuck's jerry curl?
He has. I didn't want to make an issue of
Travis
it
is a man and realized it was receding, so you shaved your head.
Yeah, I had a good run. There was a run where I had braids. I looked like Lil Wayne in college, and it was a good run. And it just failed me. And so I just like, all right, I got to shave it all off. But when I see Charlie's hair, I talk about it a lot on our show. I don't know if you knew this, but I talk about it a lot on our show.
So, yeah, every Wednesday we do Charlie's hair.
I was like, damn, did you see Charlie's hair today, man? It was like luscious and stuff. I'm like, does he wear a wave cap? Mm-hmm. Does he wear a bonnet when he goes to bed at night? Mm-hmm. I'm never sure.
Nice blue bonnet.
It's just, I was like, oh, God, you have great hair.
It's funny you mentioned that because I was thinking about today basically shaving my head.
Don't do that.
Not a full shave, but like with the clippers, maybe down to about a 3.
You're at a good weight for a head shave. You can't be 5 pounds overweight because then you'll look like you're 40 pounds overweight if you shave your head.
But right now, I'm tired of the hair.
Yeah?
Do the higher it's up really, at Fox really, have to jump in on that one?
It's really,
they
really,
don't care.
It's oh, really, okay. really hot.
I think it's great. Who else has great hair on this show? Just in a station in general. I like...
Is that a shot at Tim?
No. Tim is like, he's embraced it like I have. Like Tim,
that's a touchy subject with this particular station.
So, when it comes to hair,
we should just move on.
Okay,
I wore a hat today. I've got great hair.
You got great hair. Yeah. I talk about this a lot as well on our show.
And I like that hat, by the way. I've never seen that. The Cardinals logo in the state of Missouri looks pretty sweet. I'm being serious.
I went hat.
You probably think I'm joking.
Listen, Chaz, you want a bag on my hat? Go ahead, man.
No, that's the thing. Like
I get it, dude.
You can't even give anyone a compliment,
right. Especially men.
Because they think you're being sarcastic. Yeah. I was being honest.
Yeah.
Soulard Dave, I know you We Are Live guys hate kickball, so I named my jersey just for it. I'm going to park in Chris's spot so hard this weekend. Suck it, Denman. I do live in Tower Grove.
You have rants for days.
And if people pull into my private off-street, obviously not public parking spot, be some windows busted out.
Oh, I'd be very mad about that.
The guy that
only... You ain't busting out no windows in Tower Grove, man.
Prius windows?
I'm about to just, okay.
Yeah, man, that's my car.
You know, I'm going to say this, and it's going to come across.
Zambo's got a nice flow.
This is going to come across very insensitive, but it is the truth.
Well, go ahead and say it.
It's where I used to live. I won't mention it. But I always thought, and I don't get me wrong, I'm going to do a triple disclaimer. I understand the need for handicap parking 100%.
Sure, I think I know where you're going. Okay.
My whole point with this was where I lived, and knowing all the people that lived around me for a period of 4 years, there always seemed to be like 5 too many handicapped parking spots. And again, I'm not trying to do this thing. This is a mathematical assessment,
not an opinion.
And I found a lot of people parking way far away from where they live.
Right.
And then I'm talking, this isn't like one time. This is over the course of years. I would always walk back to where I lived, and I would see like 3 or 4 of the spots were open. And I always thought for this particular place where people live, like I totally understand.
Right.
If you have like 6 people that need a handicapped parking spot in a residence, obviously they all get the spot.
Right.
It always seemed like though there was like 4 open ones for the entirety that I was living there. And I don't know how the ratio works with that. So people are going to kill me.
I would say you're anti-handicap.
No, which I'm not.
I get it. I mean, you're kind of like Joe Biden the time he was in Columbia and asked a representative in a wheelchair to stand up and
I remember
receive
that.
His applause.
But what I'm saying is when you're living in a residence where everybody registers.
Is this
their
in
vehicles.
Shrewsbury?
It was.
Okay.
But everybody registers. Hell? Don't. We don't need to mention the name. But everybody registers their vehicle. And if you need a spot, like I said, if there's 10 spots and everybody needs one, that's 100% all good. But it always seemed like there was about four open spots for like the entirety of the time I lived there.
Should have been drinking Sailor Jerry is what you should have been doing. Spiced rum to create an honor of Norman Sailor Jerry Collins, undisputed father of the old school tattoo. A Navy vet who built his rep inking soldiers and sailors in the World War II era. Honolulu. Chuck, you go to Honolulu much?
I've never been.
A true American icon and a stubborn son of a bitch who never compromised his standards or ideals.
Woo!
We make our rum to keep his legacy alive. Sailor Jerry, spiced rum is made the old school way, 92 proof, bold and smooth as hell.
Sailor Jerry, good, man.
Mm. Drank, I enjoyed some Sailor Jerry responsibly, and I'll just stop there because I realize I don't need to tell the story on the air.
Is it not a good one? Or it's
Yeah, it's
good?
Just not good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or inappropriate? Oh, it was inappropriate. It's okay.
Well, edit it. I like a good
in
story.
In post? That's not even that good.
Have you ever told a sex story in front of your parents?
Like in real life, not
in
the
real
radio,
life, like or just in
I know
where, they
know, I know where
heard
this
it.
Is going.
Not really.
Because Chris has told like two in front of live audiences.
In front of 1,200 people, I told
you told the strip club
the one about
yeah
the singer of the Ataris, a Brooklyn establishment, and a lot of fluid.
1,200 people,
and your parents were
and
there.
Their parents are in the, yeah. in the audience.
And then in another live show, I told one about Vegas.
Oh,
a
yeah.
Bathroom countertop and a friend refusing to leave.
There was some tang involved.
Yeah. That's kind of what they did on the.
I think I was painting a good enough picture. I didn't have to say tang.
Sure. That's what they did on The Bachelorette, clear. Though. Most recently here, one of these episodes. So they had all the guys telling sex stories to a live audience.
Hmm.
Oh, that's awesome.
314 loves hearing sexy voice of Travis in the morning. That's from Secret Crush.
Hola.
Man, Beef Momo's checking in with Will Smith.
Of course he is. I don't care for it. I'm not looking.
Ray King's horny as a horse. I'll read text, people. You want to do this? I'll read it.
That's ridiculous.
A lot of text coming in the mornings. What do you think about that?
I think it's about 50-50. Some of them are very funny. Some of them are very witty. And a lot of them are very stupid.
I enjoy the interaction.
Are you nervous for the email of the day?
No, I'm pumped, man. With these guys, maybe we'll hear from Cucky, Matt who bowls at Hanks.
Or maybe we can hear
Steve
from the legend
Wilder.
Himself.
It's kind of the golden age right now of emailers.
What about phone calls? Appliance Discounter phone lines is an important phone line.
We can talk
to people on there all day long. Hey, Mike Lee, what's up?
I was just on FM 1007.
That's a great station.
What were you
it
doing over there?
Put me on, too.
Oh, really? What did they do?
Yeah. I called in. Just put me on.
What'd you talk about?
I told them something else, and I tell them I call you Gabriel a lot, and you know they put me on too.
Did you tell them any Doug Vaughn stories?
Yeah.
What would you say? What would you tell Doug if he was here right now?
Good question.
Well, and they asked me when we come to the radio station, the 107.
That's awesome. What would you say if Doug Vaughn was in studio right now?
Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
I drink Starbucks coffee.
Oh, what else?
You might kiss my ass.
Oh, whoa. Mike Lee. Oh, he brought it hard and fast. Oh, my.
Never done that.
This is tough. Wow.
Mike Lee calls our show a lot. You know who doesn't call our show a lot anymore?
Oh, boy. You're gonna do this?
I'm going to do this because, it's because I miss him. Larry Nickel.
And we started off tumultuously.
We did. We had a rough start, and then things eased over. We were besties.
What happened at the beginning?
Because he was taking too much of our shine, and like we were trying to get people to listen to our show.
He would call in to give recaps of his recap.
Okay.
And we were a fledgling show.
We needed
all
the
attention. In a prime time slot on radio. I'll say that.
Prime time.
We started Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean. We get that. It's a popular time to listen to the radio.
It was a hater move by me, but we became friends. Because her star has blown up, the KDK, she bounces all over the station as far as shows. Mm-hmm. And because she hasn't appeared on our show in a while, now Larry doesn't even take the time to call.
Mm-hmm.
So
onward and upward, that Larry Nickel.
That's fine. If you wants to be fickle like that, if I see him, and
fickle,
then
fickle Nickel's what
then,
they call him.
And then he had a party. It was a birthday event over the weekend. And I'm thinking, of course, the Blackfish and the Wolf are going to be there.
Oh,
not one damn invite. Not one.
He invited me on Facebook.
Did he really?
Didn't tell you.
Oh,
I thought it'd be too painful.
It's really personal.
I wasn't invited.
Really?
No.
Would you have went?
What day was it? Saturday?
Does it matter what day?
Honestly,
does it matter what day I say?
Not really. And I love Larry, don't get me wrong. But I worked for like 10 years having to work weekends. So now I have weekends off. I really do enjoy
Do you put on
them.
A Hawaiian shirt and just cut loose? You know what? I'm here to have a good time.
It's not necessarily the Hawaiian shirt as much as just like elastic pants. Like when you put on the sweatpants or the gym shorts, when you put on the basketball shorts, and you take your shoes off, either you're barefoot or you wear flip-flops,
right,
and you have a beer in your hand, and you kind of put your feet up and watch TV. To me, that's life.
Do you like your women in sweatpants?
Yeah, it's fine.
Easy access. Heck yeah. I don't think that does it anymore as you get older.
No.
It was great.
They're like,
college.
No, I'm tired. No, like, I'm
really
full.
Like, don't touch me at all.
I just
you
ate.
Ever turned someone away after you ate? I did. Remember that? We were gambling at a casino all night. You were there.
Oh, wow.
And we got the loser. It was just back whenever there was loss limits, Chuck. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. That was what? Was it like 300 every
500
couple hours?
Or it was like 500 total on the night or something. Or at least that's all I allowed myself
when
to
max When I first moved
out.
Here, they still had the loss limits.
Yeah. It was the loss limits. We were in, Boonville, Travis?
Yes.
And we'd get the loser sandwich. Because they'd comp you a sandwich at 4 a.m. after you've lost $500.
So nice. So you
pay that's a good deal, though.
That's not bad.
So you pay $500 for a Reuben. And there was a young lady that was kind of throwing herself at me. Attractive as well.
Right.
And, it's like, hey, so what's up? Am I staying here? You know, it's 4:15, whatever. We're back at the house. And I looked at her, and I go, I just had a Reuben.
But let's be honest.
It was described as a lion nudging away a gazelle that tried to jump into its mouth.
But also, let's be honest. Like, I have a feeling if this woman, without knowing the story, mm-hmm. if she would have looked differently, maybe the Reuben probably wouldn't have mattered.
Actually, disagree. It
really?
Was that late, and I was that Reuben-y.
But still, I feel like, I mean, if she's like a 13,
right?
I don't think you're.
No, you're not
passing.
No. You're just.
We'll decide this. We'll talk about this. Oh boy! Wow, pressing on the appliance discounter phone lines. Wow, I don't know how to handle this, Chuck. We should probably just sit back and let them sort it out.
Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, guys. What's up?
Miss you, man. Haven't heard from you in a couple months. A lot has happened in the WWE, and haven't heard from you, buddy. What's up with that?
Not much. I've been doing some stuff in my internship.
Yeah. Got time for Joe Roderick's show. What up with that?
What's up with that? I was on his show earlier last week.
Well, I miss you, and that's mostly where my anger is coming from, because I miss you.
Larry, do you miss Travis?
Yes, I miss Travis.
Well, I had so many cool gifts to give you for your birthday, and I just didn't know you were having an event, and I saw it on Facebook, and I felt left out.
Yeah, I was at Fast Days on Saturday.
You're a big celebrity now. That's kind of a big deal now.
Yeah, I am a big deal.
Larry, great to hear from you. Is there anything you need to tell Travis? Is there any other reason that you haven't been keeping in touch with him?
No, because I found out from a certain person who I will not name.
I'm sure we won't be able to figure it out.
But with this person's work schedule, she hasn't been able to be on We Are Live, sponsored by Hills Guitar Company.
Larry,
how about that?
You're the man.
Well, thanks, Larry.
Still love you, Larry. It's all good. I can't be mad at you forever.
We love you, Larry. Quick, before you go, top three fill-ins on the morning after.
Ooh,
wow.
And
so
the fact that you did – okay, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, there's going to be a tie for third.
Boy, I didn't see this one coming.
James Randolph Jr.
Okay.
And one Mr. Charles Molo.
Oh, wow.
Bad corners number two and number one are Travis Twill and the Wolf of Wash Ave from We Are Live, sponsored by Elk Dog Company.
Wow, well done, guys.
Yeah. Larry, I appreciate you calling in with that script I gave you at 4:30 this morning. Keep up the great work, buddy.
I don't do scripts.
You don't do scripts.
He's all ad-lib.
You are. You're an improv master, and I appreciate it, Larry. We love you.
Good day from you, Larry.
Thank you. I'm not like Adam Carolla. He is the best in what he does.
Ooh. Adam Carolla is the best at what he does, and we're going to be on his show this Monday. Check us out there. Larry, talk to you soon, buddy.
Okay, guys.
Larry Nichol,
you're
going to
be on his show.
Yeah, in Los Angeles.
That's cool.
Charles, we're pretty.
I know, man.
We're growing. We're growing, and we will continue to talk to you in the hallway.
Nod.
Sometimes we'll do that.
Yeah,
but you know, we've done Cusimano. We've now done TMA. Check it off the list.
Speaking
now we're going to do Carolla.
Northside Gasman checking in. Says Trav and Chris are becoming AM broadcast heroes. Tim who? Whoa.
Okay. Well.
Whoa.
It's
a Wally Pipp,
Lou Gehrig situation. If you stay away too long.
I was about to say that.
Lou Gehrig comes in. Next thing you know, 20 years later, he's a Hall of Famer, and you've never got your job back.
That's a good point.
That's insane. Charlie, that's great. Well, you want to take another phone call?
Sure.
We got email of the day coming up in a minute. We got Matt wanting to chat. I rhymed that again.
Real funny, guys.
Can we help you? You're on the morning after.
Yeah. Guys, touched my wife inappropriately last night.
Well, she offered herself. What are you going to do about it?
Oh, man. I'm driving down to the station right now. We're going to have a what for conversation.
Are you really that insecure that my co-host banged your wife out many, many moons ago? Get over it. You won. You married her, okay? You got it. Woo!
I just don't want to have to pay for that reconstructive surgery again.
That's disgusting. There's no need for that.
Can you talk about that in the morning?
Can you?
I don't know. What kind of reconstructive surgery?
Vaginal.
There we go. That's good.
Now, what was that?
That was get him out of here.
Is that a guy who calls your show?
Get him out of here.
He's called, yeah. But
here's the thing.
Is that a real?
Yeah, there's a guy many moons ago.
Was that a play on words there?
No, that was
beef. He's talking.
I just couldn't think of a better word.
No, Chris, let's say that Chris had a run.
Okay.
He had a run. It was a strong run.
60 pounds ago, Chuck.
Yeah, strong run. And
that's the Reuben on the right.
Chris had a run, and
I'm just saying, you know,
he got basically because he comes from a small town.
Is that what we're doing?
You're bound to just, you know, plow the road of a road that's been plowed.
Sure.
And so now, of course, someone married the plowed road, and they're mad at Chris about it because the road is now.
So he's legitimately mad.
I don't know if he's legitimately mad. I'm sure he just
1300 Hamptons where I'm at, playa.
Ooh.
Do you ever like that? You ever listen to the shows where you're like, you know where I'm at, brother? It's like you're like a 53-year-old talk show host.
Also, like nobody really wants to fight anymore.
Nobody wants to fight.
Even if you want to be tough guy, like I'm 34 years old. Nobody wants to get in a physical fight and people get hurt and then you go to jail and nobody really wants to do that anymore. Am I right?
It's just too much of a hassle. And then lawyers eventually get involved, which I hate more than anything else. But no, you can't just fight like you used to back in the day. It just is a whole process.
What's your martial art? Trunk jitsu? Yes. Isn't that what you said? Yes. What you learned?
Yes, the trunk jitsu. That's basically here in St. Louis. Oh, you're going to kick my... Oh, okay, going to the trunk.
Uh-huh.
And then...
High caliber.
It's not the New Testament.
That was good.
Can I say something, though? I'm surprised because when I listened to your guys' show the other day when you were filling in for Frank...
Listen, I don't...
No.
Oh, when you filled in for Frank. Okay. I was like, you don't have to...
Yeah.
We know it takes 3 buttons you push to download our podcast on your phone, so... I wouldn't expect that kind of work out of you, Chuck.
No, like I said, it was whatever day it was, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Sure.
And you guys were breaking down the NBA game. So I was thinking today on the show, it was going to be... Now, granted, the game last night was not very good.
No, it was terrible.
And I'm very surprised that Cleveland won by 30 points.
Me too.
It almost makes you wonder, like, how is that possible?
It's very strange.
It's annoying because I had the Warriors in 3, and the way they were playing, they were doing just that. And it's...
It would have been a record-breaking bet as well.
You also think, and I'm not trying to get like all X's and O's, but the Kevin Love move, it just, I know they've got to the finals 2 years in a row, but I feel like LeBron could do that with Kyrie anyway. It just doesn't seem to be a fit. Kevin Love seems to be a guy who puts up big numbers, but is he necessarily a guy who really helps you win? And then he doesn't play, and they win by 30. It's kind of odd.
It's, you wonder if people, if literally, like we talked to Brandon Lang a lot on our show, this betting insider, right? He's been around these guys. He says they would literally just take nights off.
But in the
maybe
NBA
not the finals.
Finals.
You wouldn't think the finals, but how else do you explain that kind of a turnaround?
And you also, and the thing I think folks are starting to come around to this storyline. Steph Curry's looked like crap.
Yeah,
he's looked like crap in the series.
Don't you also think though that Kevin Love, and he's been good, but he's kind of become the Chris Bosh of the three stars.
Right.
Just with the fact, like, Chris Bosh was an amazing player
yes.
when he was the guy,
yeah.
but then he went with the Heat, and it was LeBron and Wade, and all of a sudden, this guy who's a big-time rebounder and post player just starts shooting threes. I know Love was doing that before he got to the Cavs,
right?
But it's like Kevin Love is kind of just like this three-point shooter now.
I think, and then also he's getting, now that we have, now we're able to see Kevin Love more often, we're also seeing how mediocre of a defender he is as well. So that also, I think, being exposed is not helping his mental psyche as well.
STL Today comment section is not going to like this discussion from
they
the
hate,
Right City Limit.
They hate NBA talk.
Dave the Pie Player says, you got a good point, Chuck. Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth from Mr. Michael Tyson. I have a plan for flooring. It's from Michael's Flooring Outlet. You know what their website is, Chuck?
Michaelsflooring.org.
Close. Michaelsflooringoutlet.gov. Nope. Michaelsflooringoutlet.com.
Okay.
Michaels has four great locations to visit and a huge new showroom at their St. Peter's location. What sets them apart is their employees. They've got great employees, unlike the fill-ins today. Not so great employees. I'll say that about us. Ask questions that others may not. When you come in, they will ask questions others may not, and we'll try to find the perfect match instead of selling what they have over stock. Michaels is great for everyone. They are perfect for the do-it-yourselfers or the contractors. There's so many things that can go into a purchase, but go to others first and then come to Michaels. And I know you will see the difference. When you think of Michaels, you should think local. Michaels has been local in St. Louis for over 20 years.
Travis, I don't know if you've noticed here, but I'm checking the live read sheet.
Yeah.
First of all, great time management.
He's done a great
by
job.
The Wolf here. Yeah. And also, you notice, now the Lions' choice is always the last one because it's the handoff
right.
to Frank. But you notice the one he's kind of saving it. He's saving it for the last one. Because it's kind of the one, it's the encore. You kind of walk off with Sailor Jerry because you get to swear during it.
This is really breaking down the
Fifth
wall?
Don't act like you didn't do that on purpose.
He did.
Chuck, you're getting a little peek inside the creativity that happens inside my brain that only so many are privy to.
Can I say this?
You may not.
Okay. I really miss Tim. I know people say that a lot.
Quit driving it home, man.
I know, I get that, but no, and I'm not saying because of us. Just in general, like, when I come into the studio, I'm always happy to see everyone's faces, and I just, his office has just been so empty and quiet, and I see his post on the FB, and I just feel like, oh, I want to.
If he was here, he could hear us from the front.
I see him on Facebook, and I'm just like, oh, he's so close yet so far, and he's having a great time. And I understand. I get it. I really.
Well, you tune into a show for the personalities and one that.
Can we see him on our way out to LA?
We can go just pop over to Vegas. Yeah. Hang on, wait, here. Hey, Tim! Hey, you! It's CD and TT!
One of my greatest.
What you eating?
One of my greatest memories, Charlie, of being on this station is on my birthday, Tim McKernan called into the show and we talked.
How about that?
Wish me happy birthday.
When's your birthday?
He's like, you're late on your brokerage.
Like, you got my money? And Chris's birthday is on Sunday, and he's not going to be able to talk to Chris. So vis-a-vis, Tim called me on my birthday. I won't call him on Chris's. I think I know.
Kind of peacocking around a little bit.
It's tough.
Hey, listeners, has Tim ever called you on your birthday? Looks like I'm in his power rankings.
Dear Tim McKernan. This morning, the Blackfish made me angry. Yours truly, Dave and Jeffco.
There will be some comments like, you know, Charlie and that Wolf, they're all right. I don't know about that Travis guy. I don't know what it is.
I'm not a racist.
I don't know.
Like black people.
I don't know what it is about him. I can't just put my finger on it, but it's something.
I don't want to color the picture wrong here.
Don't call me racist. I have that friend in high school that's also black. That's the best one.
That sentence always, you know we're going to the right place when that sentence starts.
Don't call me racist. Jimmy McKinney dunked on me 10 years ago.
No, I love black people.
Can I ask it may come across as a weird question, but have you ever been the only black guy or black couple at a wedding?
Yes.
I can't wait. If I get married, I'm going to purposely seat you up front with every black member of society that will be there.
I've been to several.
Sometimes I've been at weddings where there literally is one black couple, mm-hmm. and you wonder if they just got invited so that like people would think
spice it up a little
that this couple that's getting married are very tolerant of other races and
that's why I got invited to his brother's wedding.
Yeah,
mainly that.
The most diverse wedding.
It was
of all time.
The most diverse wedding ever.
But you know what? It's funny you say that because I was thinking about as we're the wedding for
us. You need
is
a black couple.
April.
You need a black couple for your wedding.
Again, you have the list and it'll all grow and then whatever. But at the moment,
is this your official invite to We Are Live?
No, we just met. Now maybe over the next year, you know what I'm saying. But as of now, I believe there's two black couples.
Okay.
That are invited to our wedding.
Okay.
But that's just how it is.
Well, now how do you know the black couple though? Like, are they your valet?
Through work.
Okay.
No.
All right. Just make
Co-workers.
Sure it wasn't anything weird like that.
Yeah.
Or can I be put on the waiting list at least? And then I can like earn my keep until I'm officially invited to the wedding?
Like work for no pay?
That's what radio is.
Oh, yeah.
Close to home. Hunchback of Von Castle. Tim had sex with me on my birthday. Hashtag blessed.
Nah, I can't. It's kind of hard to top that. Really hard to top that if you know what I mean.
There's a top, all right.
Oh, boy. That's a...
I don't know. We're going to read some emails here in just a moment.
I'm excited.
Tell you some more about Sailor Jerry. Sailor Jerry, I've been saving this, Chuck.
I know.
It's the encore before we do this this email of the day segment that I think is going to be a good one. Plowsy, how is the email batch today?
The heavy hitters are there.
Oh, the heavy hitters are in the house.
There's one that's somewhat racist, which I found good. I think I put that one near the top.
Now, like in a
the
serious tone? Ones, serious tone?
No.
I would the serious one.
I wouldn't allow a really vile, extreme racist email. Don't worry, Travis. I'm not that mean.
But this is what racism is nowadays. It's subtle.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We got Cucky in there. We got Stephen Wildwood, Matt Who Bowls at Hanks. It's not a coincidence. They're all white. I'm just saying. All in there.
I'm going to go ahead and throw this out there. I'm a big fan of Stephen Wildwood.
I'm a fan of Sailor Jerry's rum.
Oh.
Guys, I told you about Honolulu. I told you about the World War II era that he was doing these Navy tattoos with. He was a vet himself.
What?
Spice rum. Check it out. We love it here at The Morning After, whether you're a stand-in or you're the real deal. Tim McKernan endorses it wholeheartedly.
Drink responsibly, sons of bitches. Was that in the read?
I think so. Okay. And how about the email of the day? Prize is a Philly cheesesteak from the Post. And we'll throw in two tickets to Mound City Comedy this Saturday night.
Whoa.
At the Duck Room.
Oh.
Yeah. Whenever you're sending your emails to McKernan's Hotmail account, don't forget we gave you two free tickets.
I love it.
And I'll throw in a bottle of Aquafina.
Ooh, doggy.
That's going to get documented.
Okay.
All right. Let's do the email of the day. A quick recap. Wolf's weight fluctuates 80 pounds. Fair point. Travis went on a blind date with a texter. Tried. Chuck is from Ohio, and to call back to the guy from American Idol, hates handicapped people. Can we get a young Mickey Rooney to start a new film, Plowsy Goes to Clayton? The story of a young stoned farm boy searching for a frozen pizza and a best friend on a dating app. Horrible show as always, boys. TFK.
TFK.
War. TFK. Do you guys think KKD was upset because she realized she'll never find a guy who loves her as much as she does? That's rude. Wow. Shot.
Not nice.
KDK, star of the station. Hey, boys. Learned quite a lot today, fellas. Too bad Rodney King is not here to see this because, yes, we can't all get along.
Well, there you go.
Tony Dow is funny until he aims his memes at you.
True.
Barnhart Brawler is much like the politicians he supports, not there when you need him.
Oh.
KKD... basically Amy Schumer, but more angry than funny. Katie's getting a lot of play today.
She's a popular girl.
Stock's rising. I'm a 45-year-old cracker with four kids who lives in the suburbs, but would look less out of place at Basso than Plowsy. Crowbar, again, a live read from a sponsor is harder than it looks. The last thing you need at a radio station is working headphones. Doug went to a family wedding, but his wife is at Starbucks in St. Louis and Mike Lee enjoying the show. Steve in Wildwood.
Steve.
Nice to hear my boys Chris and Trav today filling in, bringing the heat. Speaking of heat, I plan on making some spicy chicken tacos for my Father's Day party coming up. You guys think Richard Pritchard's dad would suck the fire out of my...
Oh, Lordy, Christ's sake.
It's from Ray King.
I don't... That's
that's enough.
That's a suspense.
Well, that's enough. That's enough. I don't want to hear it. Tuna fish.
I was going to say, you sound like old Prospector.
Yeah, I don't know what you mean, Chuck.
Oh, chicken and gravy.
You want me to read the turd burglar as that guy?
Actually, yes, please.
Chuck! Why is it socially acceptable for girls to experiment with their friends, but boys cannot do the same? I want to experience my sexuality and my friends, but I'm scared of being frowned upon.
Aww.
Boys just want to have fun, too. The turd burglar.
What does he say? But be careful, there's coyotes.
I slept with a rattlesnake for 10 years. My ex-wife.
Hey, guys, just curious if you're able to get those stink palms on the latest issue of Ear, Pen, and Quarterly. Features some fantastic articles outlining how to really stick that hand in the mud, get in a wide base, and pin those ears back to catch the attention of the local trannies.
Oh, God.
It also has a great pictorial on how to pin a ladyboy's ear back, and just chop that.
Oh.
Not necessary.
Timmy Walters.
That's why we keep Lysol in here.
Okay. All right. You guys ready?
Let's do it.
We got a...
Is it a singing one?
It's a... No, I would give that to you. Doug was quick to learn the... This is... Dougie Tuna Origin number 2.
Wow.
Doug was quick to learn the ways of the tuna. He was the best little sardine catcher in the whole ocean. The other tuna pups made fun of Dougie Tuna because he had to go up to the surface to breathe. Breathy boy, they would yell at him. His dad was his best tuna friend. He swam in currents with him. He let him ride his dorsal fin. He wiped his bobo. Ah yes, tuna dad. Then it happened. As they were swimming in the open ocean, a giant net came down and caught Dougie Tuna's father.
No!
Heartbreaking.
He yelled as his dad was being dragged away. He swam as fast as he could, but his little human feet couldn't keep up. Papa! Papa!
Oh.
Swim, son! Save me! His dad screamed. Dougie Tuna's dad disappeared into the ocean mist. To be continued. Cucky the Dwarf.
The Cuckster.
God, he's... I've never seen a run like this.
He's prolific.
So good!
Oh, what up, Chris? What up, Chuck? What up, Trav? Trav, I see you.
Ah.
Chris, sorry I couldn't get out to your liberal propaganda Black Panther party rally last night.
That was a good one, too. It was good food.
Good comedy. I had my first soccer match of the season. My club, Southside United, was a little rusty. We looked like Travis in the pool out there, just flailing around with no form and no direction. But it's only the first game, so we'll figure it out. Anywho, Travis, let's try and bury the hatchet. Is that sexual?
I'm almost certain.
Is this a suspend?
No.
I'm ready to kiss and make up. I'm sorry I stood you up. I'm sorry I invited you to watch the game that you had absolutely no interest in. Then was surprised then you weren't joking about showing up. How do I make this up to you? Can we get together and watch something more urban, like the NBA or Paula Deen? Mouth hug? I'll blow up your water wings for you next time we go to Brentwood Forest Pool with Brother Marlo?
Let's do it.
You into that, Charlie?
I'm off today. I'm off
Don't tell him that. He won't show up. I just want to be friends, Travis, so that way I can say stupid racist crap. And be like, no, it's okay. I have a black friend.
There you go.
Do good. Avoid evil. Barnhart Brawler.
The Barnhart Brawler.
Always bringing the heat.
That's right. A big Bernie guy.
He is.
What? Mm-hmm. Shocking.
Yeah.
Didn't see that coming.
Thanks to time management. We got plenty of time. May I read more emails, gentlemen?
Absolutely.
C-Mar, can I get a thumbs up? That's a thumbs up. You know, C-Mar loves being on the air. Decent job today, ladies. I'll take that. No fatalities, no hangups, no nudity that you're aware of. Highlight of the show, they're very disappointed when they found out I come from a two-parent home. Underrated line, absolutely hilarious. I missed the 2 minutes following because I was at McDonald's drive-thru and drove under the overhang, but I'm hoping that line didn't go unnoticed.
No, I laughed at that. That was very funny.
See you again in 5 years. Lord of my parents' basement.
Lord of my parents' basement.
That was a good one.
Words can't describe how I feel right now. I'm not a parent, but I'm sure this is the same feeling they get when their kid drives alone for the first time or your beloved daughter goes on her first date with Travis.
Especially
the
black guy. Absolutely.
I said with Travis. That wasn't part of the email. Agree. Don't put that in.
Nope.
I turned the radio off at 7:45 a.m. as I had to go into work. I haven't been able to get anything done because I'm worrying about Chuck. Is he doing enough to keep the show afloat? Is he having fun? Is he the only one supplying the hottest of hot takes? I'm sure Tucker and Joe are doing their best. What's that from? But like I mentioned before, this is a getaway day gay lineup. I'm thinking about you, Chuck, and your sick flow. Things will get better. White collar gangster. P.S. I'm just playing voice. Great job today. P.S. Ignore my last P.S.
The white collar gangster.
Keeping it 100.
May I read an ode to the blowboy?
Please.
The blowboy is the best. I'm not really quite for sure why. Could be his contagious laugh or triple diesel bloodstained eye. Whether plowing fields of amber wheat or eating Sammy's off crusty sheet. His future is real bright, no doubt. Can't wait to see how it all shakes out. Tess Tickles.
Tess Tickles.
Thanks, ma'am. Hey, guys. After the discussion yesterday, I decided our local ball club needs some rules to help fans get through the game.
Okay.
Here are my four cards rules.
Okay.
Oh, it's going to be good.
Oh, boy.
Four. You must refer to Busch Stadium as baseball heaven.
Okay.
Pay no mind that it's just another field, and you're still surrounded by the same sweaty jackass as everyone else in America.
True.
These fans know the game. Number three, if you're over 65, you must try and shut down the wave at all costs. The seventh inning is the only appropriate time to stand. It's what God intended.
Yeah.
Two, if you're a drunken South County power hoosier with a questionable haircut and personalized jersey that has something like the name Beer and the number 30, Beer 30.
Nice, I like it.
You are now the official wave starter. Berate anyone around you that isn't participating. And number one, call the players by their first name and do it often. What? You're in the very last row of the stadium? Yelling, good job, Carlos! Does a lot more for his morale than you think. He couldn't have done it without you. Matt, who bowls at Hanks.
Matt, who bowls at Hanks.
May I comment on an aside, if you will?
Yes.
My other favorite is big fat guy. Probably played high school football.
Right.
I mean, like, big boy.
Right.
4X, big boy. 69, number yep. 69.
Tiny.
Tiny, or something like, just something really, I like the 69 number, and then we can go tiny.
Yeah, but that's the thing with slow pitch softball, too. Like, if you're the guy that gets 69 for your number,
yeah. mm-hmm.
like, just why do you do that? Do you think it's funny? Because it's not. It's not funny. It's so played out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's no longer funny.
I get it.
Got a few more here.
We probably we'll got time for about one more there.
We'll... Oh, wow. Look Whoa. At the hammer coming Whoa. Down. Huh.
Pick a good one.
Pick a good one. Make it count.
Oh, I'll get a good
Make
one.
Make it count.
All right. I will get a good one. All right. Fat chicks, skinny chicks, chicks that crawl on the rocks, tough chicks, sissy chicks, even gals with chicken pox. Had them all. But nothing, and I mean nothing, is hotter than the first time I met Travis.
Oh,
I was lifeguarding at swimming class, and the blackfish had sunk like a stone faster than the wolf running from a paternity suit.
Ooh.
As I gave him mouth to mouth, he pulled a Michael Squint's Palidorus, grabbed the nape of my neck, and we did it right there on the wet concrete. Engine Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man's Gratified Speedo Sporting Body.
Wow, well done.
Those Engine are your submissions Joe. For email of the day. Appreciate everybody throwing those in. Had a bunch. We had like 15 great ones as well. Guys, I believe this is the part where I say, what you got?
Engine Joe coming in with the last minute heat.
Chaz Marlowe.
Yeah, this is tough because I like two of them. I liked Engine Joe and I liked Matt who bowls at Hanks.
That was a good one.
I always like what I like to do is when the first person, Travis today, says Engine Joe, I'm going to go with Matt who bowls at Hanks to try to build some drama
Ooh.
To make Chris make the final decision
Ooh.
Or defer to Plowsy for the tiebreaker.
Ooh.
Engine Joe brought heat, but I got to go with Matt who bowls at Hanks.
Wow.
We got Frank Cusimano's Hollywood Casino Press Box. Is there a sound effect for that or something? We have that. And that's brought to you by Lion's Choice. So don't forget, guys, we've got all kinds of fun stuff going on with Lion's Choice. And I'm going to read some copy that will get us to Frank's show, the Hollywood Casino Press Box, which we will be on.
They have two
tomorrow.
New locations.
Two
LC
new.
Does.
Yeah, a new one in Wentzville. It's been reopened. How do you feel about that, Chuck?
Well, I haven't been to that one, but I'll tell you this. The one on Manchester and McKnight, I drive by it every day. It's fantastic.
It's a Lion's Choice handoff, home of the original roast beef sandwiches. Now you can add two, as Chuck mentioned, destinations to list. That's Wentzville and then Rock Hill at Manchester McKnight. More locations mean more St. Louis' favorite roast beef sandwiches. So if you haven't, visit any one of the 25 Lion's Choice locations today. Everybody, thank you so much for putting up with us today. For Chaz Marlowe, Sea Monster, Plowsy, Peyton, the whole crew, Alec. I forgot intern's name back here. Everybody kicked ass. Thank you so much for Tim and everybody for putting us on. My name is Chris Denman for Travis Terrell.
Yep.
We are live. We'll be back tomorrow. Hollywood Casino Press Box tomorrow. Chuck's got Andy Banker in studio and Jay Jr.
That's right.
Thanks, guys.